Faith. What is it? Do we need it? Is it all we need to be saved? The Greek word for faith is pisti, meaning a firm persuasion of a conviction based on hearing the gospel. Hebrews 11:1 says that faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews 11 later says that by faith Abraham offered Isaac, and by faith Moses led Israel out of Egypt. By faith the walls of Jericho fell. By faith Rahab did not perish in Jericho. By faith we must live. I think faith is important. Vine's definition of faith has three primary components. The first one is found in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 10 through 12. With all unrighteous deception among those who would perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. For this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all be condemned who did not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness. From this verse, we learn that in faith, we have a firm conviction, producing a full acknowledgement of God's truth. The second component is found in John chapter 1, verse 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believed in his name. From this verse, we learn that we must have a personal surrender to him. The final component is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from our Lord. For if we walk by faith, not by sight, we are confident, yes, well, pleased rather, to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. From this verse, we learn that we must have a conduct inspired by our personal surrender. Now that we have a better understanding of what faith is, do we need it to be added to his kingdom? Or do we only need faith? Well, scripture teaches that faith is essential for salvation. In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, we read, "For by grace you've been saved, through faith, and not of yourselves, it is a gift of God." This passage states that we are saved through faith. Not only are we saved by faith, but the Bible is written in order to create man, to create faith in man. John chapter 20, verses 30 through 31 says, "And truly Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and believing you may have life in his name." Scripture teaches that faith saves man from sin. In Acts chapter 16, verses 31, it reads, "So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you'll be saved, you and your household." It states that faith is essential to be saved. It also states that faith saves from man back in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8. But since we are saved through faith, are we saved by faith alone? No. We still have a few more things to do before we are added to his kingdom. We are not saved by faith alone. Most denominations are teaching the false doctrine that we are saved by faith and faith only, and squeezing out the idea of any responsibilities given to us. Scripture clearly states otherwise. Let's go to James chapter 2, and we're going to park here for a little while. In James chapter 2, verse 24, it reads, "You see then that man is justified by works and not by faith only." In James verse 17, it says, "Thus also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." In verse 19, it says, "You believe that there is one God. You did well. Even the demons believe and tremble." It says that faith alone doesn't save, otherwise the demons would be saved. And scripture presents examples of those who believed and weren't saved. In John chapter 8, verses 42-44, it states this. And in John chapter 12, verses 42-43. And we're going to read that one right here. John chapter 12, He says, "Nevertheless, even among the rulers, many believed in him. Because of the Pharisees, they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. They believed, but they weren't saved. They loved the praise of men, and clearly we are not saved by faith alone. So what else do we need? Scripture teaches that salvation includes works. Scripture also teaches that salvation is not a works. Don't get confused here. There are two types of works. There is one type of work which one will boast. We see this in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. But there's also works that James writes about in chapter 2. James also wrote about someone who is saved with works, who has faith but is not works. James asks in later in verse 14, "What does it profit, my brethren, if someone says he has faith but does not have works? Can faith save him?" He later answers this question in verse 17 through 20 and in verse 26, "For as a body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So, we are saved by faith, grace, and obedience. Salvation from sin is by obedience. Denominations are trying to get this idea that into people that obedience is optional. They only need to believe and give in the collection. Every example of one who was saved by faith in the Bible was saved by an obedient faith. We see this in Hebrews 11, Acts chapter 6, verse 7, Romans chapter 3, 6, chapter 1, and 16. So Scripture teaches that obedience is required by God. We must clearly obey His word, and in Scripture we learn the importance of baptism. In conclusion, salvation is not by faith alone. If everyone would dig deep into the Bible and study His word, denominations would cease to exist, but they aren't disappearing. Therefore, we must spread God's word and His truth, that we can't just believe or just obey and just do good, that we must do all these things with the mindset to be like Christ. So, what is faith?